from books to newspapers now. Have you watched your newspaper lately? That's right. We said watched, not read, on purpose. That's because more newspapers around the country are making innovative use of online video. Critic Andrew Wallenstein is looking at what some of them have to offer.
There will be a time in the distant future when my grandchildren will gather around the fireplace and I'll tell them all about what a newspaper used to be like. You see, there used to be this material they called paper, and on every page there were these marvelous things once known as words. Oh, what a sight it was. Yeah, this nightmare came to mind as I watched some of the nation's leading newspapers supplement the printed word online with video news. And what surprised me is how some of the most traditional newspaper formats are being adapted in unexpected new ways. Take the obituary, for instance. In the New York Times, these death notices are often the most finely written articles in the newspaper. But when the Times began converting them to video form last month, I knew from the start the newspaper was on to something different. Listen to the very first sentence of this obit for humorist Art Buchwald.
Hi. I'm Art Buchwald and I just died.
How's that for an attention grabber? That's Buchwald himself announcing his own death. Of course, this didn't take place in the afterlife. The Times is apparently videotaping some of their interviews with noteworthy people before their deaths. These are then posted on the Times website. Letting the subject talk about himself is a refreshing stylistic changeup from the traditional written obit, which puts more emphasis on the writer's encapsulation of the subject's life. Newspaper video efforts aren't entirely concentrated on the deceased. Over at the Washington Post, they've launched a feature called On Being, a series of profiles of interesting people. Here's an excerpt of one on a nun named Sister Anne Elizabeth.
It's the good kind of hard. It's not hard like miserable hard. It's hard in a good way in that it's a challenge, but it's something you want very much. I was
On Being is arresting in a visual sense, shooting its subject only from the neck up against a stark white backdrop. But while the Times obits tacked back and forth between the voices of the subject and that of a Times writer, On Being is really just a jumble of selected musings from the individual that feels shapeless and meandering. Here's where some structure and a solid editorial voice is needed. And sometimes there's just too many voices. The Wall Street Journal has taken to taping the meetings of its own editorial board. Here's a discussion that took place concerning the situation in North Korea.
Maybe our actions of the last few months have driven them into a crisis mode that we can't even imagine.
Well, and now we're risking. It's clear that it's applied pressure, and that's as...
It could be even worse than we think in terms of the regime stability.
Yeah,
it's admirable that a newspaper is willing to turn the camera on its own inner workings in the spirit of transparency. But I can't imagine there's too many consumers who will care enough. And therein lies the double-edged sword of this whole newspaper video trend. On the one hand, I welcome any antidote to the idiocy that is local TV news. But not every element of a newspaper translates to video, and that's just the challenge, figuring out what will. Newspapers are off to an interesting start in this space, but they're not there yet.
Andrew Wallenstein is an editor for The Hollywood Reporter and a regular contributor to Day to Day.